New FM.
The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos. Oh, good morning, everyone. Get up and about. Good morning, Stephen. You're a bit under the weather today.
Yeah, big crook most week, all weekend, pretty much, which is no good, but I think we're slowly getting on the mend.
You're turning the corner, you reckon? That's a good thing.
I was pretty much bedridden for most of the weekend, and then come Sunday Arvo, the UFC was on.
You suddenly felt better.
Yes, I wanted to go to the pub and watch the UFC, so that was all good. Went to the pub for a couple of hours. Yeah. Came home, Siobhan went, it's time to clean up the house. My partner, Siobhan.
Suddenly sick again.
I was sick again. Yeah, it's funny how that kind of happens, isn't it?
Sometimes that's just the way it is, though. You can't fight the dynamic of illness.
I know. It doesn't discriminate either, does it? You know? Like, if it was up to me, I would have cleaned up the house, you know?
But yeah.
Unfortunately, so crook.
Yeah. Oh, well, back to bed.
Just, how was your weekend anyway?
Oh, fantastic. Busy with the shop stuff. A few Renos things around the house as well. Things moving along with that, which is good. And ready to go for a Monday.
Now, Jess, it sounds like you had a very busy weekend as well.
It was busy. Lots going on.
Now, I saw on Saturday you were chatting to Ida, which sounded very, like, exciting. What an exciting experience for you.
That was so cool.
Now, did you plan the outfit?
No.
This is what, I wanted to ask as well. I'm glad Karimo's kind of beat me to the jump here, but...
Because, if you haven't seen it, check out Jess's Instagram. Now's your chance to plug. Go for it.
Jess Rousey.
There you go.
Is that it?
I think that's it. Have a look at the outfits that her and Ida are wearing. They're twinning. They're actually wearing the exact same clothing.
No, it's not the exact same.
Pretty close.
It's pretty damn close.
I walked in, the organizer was like, Ida's wearing blue too. And I'm like, is this going to be a problem?
How did Ida take it? Was she all right with it?
She laughed.
Oh, there you go.
It was all fine.
Yeah. Now, obviously, has she done any events before this?
Well, plenty, you know.
But no, is it a speaking series?
Oh, well, this one wasn't. She speaks all the time. It's just it's a job.
Yeah. Now, have you been watching some of what she's been wearing and gone, we'll do the blue on, it'll be blue. It's gone red, orange, green, blue. Red, orange, it's going to be blue.
It's definitely going to be blue.
I reckon that's what's happened. Wow. In my mind, that's what's happened.
Some serious allegations being thrown around this morning.
All unfounded, of course. All untrue. My favourite type. Are you waking up with the Novos? And, of course, we'll be doing a local news chat up next.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Now, of course, Jess, the biggest story of the weekend, the mighty Newcastle Knights.
Yeah.
Through to the second round, but looked a bit shaky for a bit there.
They did. That first half wasn't wonderful, let's just to put it mildly.
Yeah, not at all.
So we were trailing at halftime, and whatever was said at halftime or whatever happened at halftime seemed to finally put a little bit of fire in the belly, and we managed to get it back in the second half. It all was locked at 28-all by full time, so we went into extra time, and we finally, thankfully, Kalen Ponga managed to step up and convert a penalty shot, thank goodness, and we beat the Raiders by 2, and we make it through to the second week of finals, so we go over to New Zealand to take on the Warriors this Saturday night. But it was edge of your seat stuff, and to be in that crowd at McDonald Jones Stadium yesterday would have been epic.
It would have been unbelievable. Yeah.
All part of the strategy, no doubt, to build the momentum and excitement of the game.
Well, I'll tell you what happened at halftime. Kalen Ponga happened at halftime. He came out that second half.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I know sometimes with the injuries and that, he cops a bit of criticism because he is paid quite well.
Yeah.
But when he's firing, he's worth every cent. And it's good to see that now we're on to Saturday against the Warriors. That's right, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. So,
it's a home stretch, really, isn't it?
Well, literally.
Yeah. I mean, very excited. All the way.
Worth mentioning as well, while we are chatting the Knights, that, of course, on Saturday, the ladies extended their streak as well. 6 in a row. I believe 7 of the last 8 they've won now.
Yeah.
And they beat top of the table Roosters, which puts them now first on the ladder.
Which is so good. And I think is it Thursday we play? I have a feeling, weirdly.
I can have a look for you now. Let me have a look.
Stephen will sort that out.
Also, we are playing Thursday against the Tigers.
Also, yes. I'll have some retro Knights jackets up for sale that I've had my little bids on. So they'll be ready in the shop at Crevo's if anyone's interested. They are super cool. Switching gears a little bit. Now, this teenager is accidentally brought the wrong license out when he went for a motorbike ride. Is that what's happened?
Also accidentally forgot to wear a helmet and decided to speed.
So many accidents.
19-year-old pulled up by highway patrol at Lake Munmora. He gave coppers a truck license, didn't have any other kind of license on him, was also, as I said, speeding at the time and not wearing a helmet. So, and the bike was unregistered and uninsured too. So he had a great day.
Sometimes you just forget a few things when you get up in the morning. That's what's happened with this guy. Oh, look. I mean, when you're young, you make a lot of mistakes, but that is a lot of mistakes.
Several mistakes.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thanks for that, Jess. Of course, a full news update at 5:30 as you wake up with the Novos. New FM.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is the Novos. You're waking up with the Novos.
105.3 New FM.
And of course, Greenbrier, the top story of the weekend is the mighty Knights.
Isn't it? What?
Victorious, of course, yesterday against Canberra. And Knights fever palpable right across the Hunter. So much so that yesterday I went to the old Bushwhackers, Lake Macquarie Tavern.
Yeah.
To watch the UFC. So the main card starts at about midday.
Yeah.
So I went and got a schnitty and like a couple beers and went to go watch the UFC. But while I was there, people started rolling in with, like, Knights polos at, like, 12:30.
Oh, people.
Quarter to one.
The mood is high.
The game doesn't even start till 4 o'clock.
Yep.
They're rolling through to secure a good spot in front of the big screen.
Of course. They're not idiots. They know how busy that thing's going
to
get.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. Like, genuinely, I was so shocked. I was like, are you here to watch the UFC or the Knights? They're like, oh, the Knights game. I was like, that's 3 hours away. Like, yeah, but we'll come have a feed, have a couple beers, get excited, start building up the atmosphere.
And you know what? What a great investment. I've also made a good investment. My retro jacket's coming online later this week. Knights jackets up for sale. It's winning on winning. I can't believe it.
And Crevo, a couple of weeks ago, I came to you very excited because they were launching the biggest hunt for Nessie in over 50 years. They had all these people streaming, lots of volunteers around Loch Ness, trying to find, of course, Nessie. So,
now, how many pictures, like HD pictures, did they get of him?
Well, unfortunately, this hunt yielded no sightings of Nessie.
Zero.
But Nessie has been spotted, not in Scotland, but in China.
I didn't think Loch Ness was in China.
It's not. So this is in Lake Tianchi in northwestern China.
Sure.
So Miss Lee, who's from Shanghai, she was visiting the area and she heard what sounded like fish splashing in the water, right? Lots of commotion going, lots of waves happening. You know, she's thinking, what's going on here? So she looks. First, she thought it might have been several fish, but upon a closer inspection, it was just one long silver-coloured creature, and it felt like it could have been 15 metres long.
How did she measure that?
Well, she's just, you know, kind of gone, oh, it looks about 15 metres long.
That's ridiculous. Something silvery in the distance, in the water, and she thought that's the Loch Ness Monster.
Well,
Wrong part of the world.
This alpine lake is renowned for having its own mysterious beast. The Chinese equivalent of the Loch Ness Monster is what they're calling it. Said to be first sighted nearly six decades ago. Now, she's taken video footage,
as they
always have.
You
can see, like, this long silver object, I guess. It looks like it could be the spine of, like, a snake or a Loch Ness Monster, and it's causing wake and all this through the ocean. Now, the staff of this scenic area of the lake have responded by saying that due to the unclear quality of the video and the lack of clear description, they could not determine exactly what it is.
Well, I've
real had a convenient.
Yeah, it is convenient because it's not very good quality because it's not there.
No, but these science types, they always come up with some rubbish excuse. They normally do, you know. They go, oh, It's an eel or something like that.
It probably is.
Well, they haven't come up with any excuse.
Yeah, because he can't see what it is because nothing. It's just a bit of water that's splashed in a funny way.
Pretty clear to you and I reckon, Craig. Now, if you want to have a look at this footage.
Don't put me in the believers category. I don't believe that.
You can just Google Chinese Loch Ness Monster. Right. All the footage is there. You'll be able to see it. I mean, obviously make a determination yourself. But, Craig, what I think's happened.
Yeah.
Is all those years ago, Loch Ness Monster's gone, you know what? I'm going to go backpacking through Europe. I'm going to go on a little Europe holiday.
And ended up in China?
No. from China originally.
Oh, right.
You know what? I'm going to go for a holiday through Europe backpacking. Spotted in Loch Ness one time.
Sure.
Not from Loch Ness, though. We've been looking in the wrong place this whole time.
Gone back to China.
I reckon we need to change all our, you know, the central focus of our search. Needs to change from Loch Ness in Scotland to China. That's where we need to go.
Oh, it sounds like a brilliant plan. Stephen's worked it out. You've cracked the code here. New FM.
1, 2, 3.
New FM. This is the Novos 3 of a Kind.
All right, up and about early for a Monday.
Let's go.
And Stephen, we've got $100 worth of free petrol for the winner this morning.
Yeah, of course. Like normally for me, I don't know if you're the same, Cravo. Monday's fill up day.
Yeah.
So if you're driving to work today and you're having a look at all the servos, you're thinking, geez, it's getting expensive. $100 fuel cards up for grabs for the winner of 3 of a Kind this morning. So make sure you call now. 4967-4105. Basically need 2 Novocastrians on the air to battle it out.
That's right. If you haven't heard this, how this works, we give you 3 things and you just have to figure out what is the theme between those 3 things.
So if I were to say to you, for example, because I need to practice my quiz master for the week.
All right, go for it.
If I were to say to you, orange, blackcurrant, apple.
Crevo.
Go on.
I'd go juices.
Juices would be correct.
One on the board.
You'd get one on the board. The scoring works. First to 2, best of 3. The 2 people who, like I said, are trying to get their hands on this free fuel is my main man, the returning 3 of a Kind contestant. We've got Josh from Maryland. How are you, Josh?
Oh, I'm good, mate. You got to be when the nights get up like that, hey?
Oh, absolutely. Whereabouts were you watching it yesterday, mate?
Just basically at home with the missus and the dog.
What more do you want in life, eh? Return of the Josh.
All right, well, up against Josh, we go to Adamstown where we say good morning to Jack. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Yourself?
Very well, thanks. Up and about for your Monday morning?
Yeah, mate.
All right.
Excellent.
Let's get into this. We've got 2 willing contestants. We'll test the technology first. Your name is your buzzer. Josh, you go first.
Josh.
Easy, Jack?
Jack.
All right, let's waste no more time.
Everyone
knows what we're doing here. Like Crevo said, it's first 2, best of 3. Best luck to both our gentlemen. The first one is, I mean, this is in the news at the moment, Crevo. Mm. We've got Kevin, Joe, Nick.
Josh.
Josh Quiggers there.
Jonas Brothers
is correct.
One on the board.
Well done, Josh, leading early. Fingers crossed you can hold this lead, unlike Canberra, am I right? All right, that's fallen flat. Let's move on.
Josh is too busy concentrating.
He's concentrating. All right, next one, gentlemen. We have fork, spoon, knife.
Jack.
Josh.
Jack, quickest there.
Cutlery
is correct. Well done, mate. 1 apiece, which means, Crevo, once again, we find ourselves in a tiebreaker situation.
You couldn't write how tense the situation is. Put the best 10 screenwriters in a room and they couldn't sort this out.
All right. 1 apiece. Best of luck to both these gentlemen. Your last one today. You have Doc Hudson, Tow Mater, Lightning McQueen.
Jack.
Jack Quiggers there.
Car driver thingies, movie things.
Try again. You're kind of on the right track. Go on. Try, Jack.
Nice. I'm going to have to buzz him out. This
car
is...
actors in cars, whatever they're called.
Are you giving it to him? I think he knows what...
Yeah, they're cars in the movie Cars. Yeah.
Are we taking that?
Yeah, we'll take it.
Does that mean Jack's our winner today?
Jack is our winner today.
There you go. $100 worth of fuel, all yours. Simple as that, mate.
Sweet
indeed. We'll just leave it right there, shall we?
Yeah, I think so.
UFM.
And Crevo, if you spend any time on TikTok, you probably would have seen AI-generated music pop up in your feed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is normally used, I guess, as a style swap tool. So it'd be like, for example, Michael Jackson singing a country music song.
Yeah.
Now, imagine if he, you know, delved into this genre. So they'll you know, get him singing a Dolly Parton song or something like that. And you go, wow, he does sound pretty good doing that. That's a really cool idea. It's a cool concept. So people are using it for a bit of fun. But now, one of these AI-generated songs has been submitted for Grammy consideration. So this is Heart on My Sleeve, which is a song which has Drake and The Weeknd singing in it. Mm. But one caveat, Drake nor The Weeknd have anything to do with it. So it's AI-generated vocals from the two of them. This song is written and composed by an artist who is going by the name of Ghost Rider. And the track went viral in April, now vying, like I said, for the top award, vying for a Grammy. So initially I thought this was perhaps a publicity stunt. You know,
right.
Just to gain a bit more traction and get yourself in the news, because obviously you and I are talking about it now, done their job. But according to Recording Academy CEO Harvey Mason Jr., he's chatting to the New York Times and said it's absolutely eligible because it was written by a human.
What do you mean by that?
So, Heart on My Sleeve, again, is the name of the track, has been submitted for Best Rap Song and Song of the Year Awards, which are given to song writers as opposed to performers. So in this case, the lyrics were written by Ghost Rider, despite the computer-generated vocal performances.
So he's typed up the lyrics, you know, got my heart on my sleeve.
Yeah, and he's done all the beat and stuff like that.
Okay, then he's made the music himself.
Yes.
All right.
He's just got...
And then he's typed in the computer, The Weeknd singing this bit, you know...
Drake singing the other bit.
Job done. Bosh.
Yeah,
put it
correct.
Together. He took those little bits of vocals, tuned them to the right notes... Yeah, I reckon that's fine.
Do you actually think it's fine?
Yeah, he's put in heaps of work.
But the problem is, though, what about artists like Drake and The Weeknd, who have essentially just been used without their permission here?
Ah.
Because they've got so many songs out there that obviously AI can take that and then, you know, can imagine how it'd sing other vocals.
Yeah, I think they should get, like, share of the royalties or something.
I just think it's a very slippery slope. I think this is a dangerous precedent to set.
What's wrong with this? What's wrong with it?
Because then how are new artists going to make their way, you know, into the industry?
Well, there's plenty of room. Who's this Ghost Rider guy? Never heard of him. He's a new artist, made himself a name.
He's a new writer.
Yeah.
You know, but what about a new vocalist, for example? Because normally someone like Ghost Rider, who's a producer, wouldn't be able to... you know, like, to get their song out, would have to find a vocalist who, you know, he can't sing himself.
Well, maybe imagine this song is perfect for Drake and The Weeknd.
And submit it to Drake and The Weeknd.
Yeah, but it's someone called Ghost Rider. They've got their own writers. As if they're going to listen to that. It's given this person a leg up. I think it's the future is here. If you don't embrace it, you're going to be left behind.
I don't know. I think some things are sacred. I don't think you can touch that.
No?
I genuinely think it sets a scary precedent, and obviously not sure if it has been nominated yet. We just know that it is trying to be nominated.
Right.
It's been, you know, the application has been sent through. But if this gets, you know, through all those hoops and ticks all the boxes and stuff and is actually nominated for a Grammy... I think sets a very, very, very dangerous precedent for the future of the music industry.
Okay. Well, there we go. Stephen, not for this at all.
What about, like, if you look for new actors, for example?
Mm.
You know, like, what if there's no new actors anymore? Because they just go, you know what, Tom Cruise can act in everything. He's AI-generated. Well, just every movie we write from now on, Tom Cruise will be the lead.
Good for him.
Nah, ridiculous.
Good for Scientology, that's for sure. They're collecting all the money. New FM.
New FM.
The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos.
Hey, Kareem, I've made it no secret that I'm a massive barmy enthusiast.
Yeah,
love a barmy. My favourite sandwich of all time.
This we can agree on.
And, you and I are both big fans of barmy. I tried a new one on the weekend.
Ooh,
so, obviously, I moved to Charlestown recently to the castle.
Yeah.
So, I thought I'd try out the Charlestown French hot bread.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little bakery there, right near where the shops are. It's just opposite Chemist Warehouse there.
Yeah.
So, I went with my partner, Siobhan. We both got crispy pork bar me, which is obviously the go-to choice when
that's
you get a bar
me. That's the number one, yeah. That number one's crispy pork, number two, lemongrass beef.
Yeah, that's it. If you're not getting those two, you're doing it wrong.
You don't understand bar me.
Very, very good. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Bar me!
My partner, Siobhan, said better than bar me 233. Not sure if it's quite that good.
Excuse me?
She said better than bar me 233. Which is obvious. That's the standard.
Wow.
But still very, very good. I'm not sure if it quite tops that one in town, obviously, on Hunter Street, bar me 233. But a lot closer to my home and a very good bar me nonetheless.
Closer to home adds a lot of points. See, for me, the Mayfield French hot bread is right up there because it's walking distance.
That adds all the points.
A lot of points get added for that. So, you know, got to keep that into consideration when working out Barn Me excellent scores.
PSA, though, Charlestown French hot bread.
If you're in the area,
very good Barn Me.
Yeah, give it a go. Up next, talking what you found in the walls or under the floor while building. We'll give you all the details after an amazing discovery on a building site. We'll chat more about it in just a few minutes here at New FM. And Stephen, over in the US, a place called Delaware, this couple are doing up a house, doing a bit of home reno, right?
Right,
there's this sort of room downstairs, kind of half basement, half below the surface, where they were trying to just fix it up, make it a bit more useful. They just left it there, a bit neglected. So they're ripping off some of the old wall sheeting, sort of.
By plasterboard.
Yeah, to try and fix it up because it was a bit sort of bubbled and stuff, and they wanted to make that room freshen it up, right?
Sure, okay.
So they ripped that part off, cut off the sections, and one of the lower pieces, that, like as they were pulling it off, they heard this like jangling sort of sound. Like, what's going on here? They pulled the piece off in one piece, and out tumbled over 100 empty rum bottles.
Really?
So obviously what had happened was during the building, the builders that had all drunk a lot of rum and then they just thrown the bottles into the wall cavity and nailed that shut, and that's the end of their problem. Don't have to dispose of them.
Do you reckon builders do this a lot? Like, you know what? I know where we can get a free house for the weekend. I've been building it. There's no one living there. They have a party there.
Well, it's more about, I think that's just where they put their rubbish.
So fascinating.
And you know what?
I've never even considered it. And you know what? It could be at my house and I'd never know.
Well, it's all hidden in the walls. That's the thing. This is what I wanted to do here. 4967-4105. What did you find while building or renovating or, you know, repairs on a house? It wasn't supposed to be there. Maybe in a roof space. Maybe under a floor. Maybe in the walls like this.
Am I just too naive? I just feel like this can't be that common.
Well, when we were doing up our place, we ripped out one of the walls, and inside was like all this. So there was, first of all, there was all these old chicken bones.
Really?
So they just had like a
bachelor's handbag or something.
Yeah, cooked chook for lunch and then just throwing all the chicken bones in the wall. There was like drink bottles. There was like, once again, old beer bottles and stuff all just in the walls because they're just, oh, well, there's a space. It's empty. We'll just close that up. They'll never know.
This has shocked me. I actually can't believe it. There you go, 4967-4105, of course, the magic number to call up.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be just rubbish like that. Maybe it's something weird or unusual in the roof space that you only discovered later on.
Or if you're lucky, something of value.
Oh, please.
And speaking of things of value, of course, like I said, that number to call, 4967-4105. Best stories on air today, Crevo.
Yeah.
Double pass to see the movie of your choice at Event Cinemas Katara in gold class.
Oh, my God. Gold class tickets for free just for sharing?
That is a treat, of course. Relax, unwind, and indulge in the luxury of gold class at Event Cinemas Katara, and you can do it on us. 4967-4105. Treat yourself and a special someone else as well to the movies. All for telling us, what did you find while building? Or in the house, I
suppose. Yeah, that's right. Unusual stuff you've found. The more unusual, the better, of course. Let's go to New Lambton. Kathy, what did you find while renovating or building?
Hi. Well, my mum was moving to Newcastle from Newry Creek, in between Maxwell and Nambucca, and she has a pretty big property with four sheds at the back.
Right.
And they were chock-a-block full with antique stuff and rubbish, we thought. Every day we'd ring up to ask how she was going, and she said she wanted this potting table. And we said, what do you need that for? So she got someone to help her move it out, and behind it was an envelope of $1,500 cash.
Oh, $1,500 if you don't mind. That's all right. Yeah.
That helps with the move.
My sister and I thought it was from her partner who ended up with dementia. Mm. But she's like, oh, no, no, the envelope was really old. It has to be from someone a long time ago. So wow. It was a bit of a shock.
There we go. I mean, that's pretty handy to find.
Again, $1,500, a lot nicer than a bunch of empty rum bottles.
Indeed.
All right, let's go next to Elmore Vale. Morning, Sharon. What did you find?
Good morning, guys. We were renovating our kitchen, and mm-hmm. we thought we wanted to make it a little bit bigger and put in a walk-in pantry with this odd-shaped wall. So we started to knock it down, and we found a skeleton. And thank goodness, it was a plastic skeleton.
Oh, my God. I was going to say, you would have had such a fright. So what, that someone had just pranked you, basically. One of the builders had just decided, you know what, this will be funny. If anyone ever renos this house, we'll put a plastic skeleton in there.
Yeah, and it was just hanging up on the wall, a
full-size
one.
Wow. That's a great... You know what? Respect to that builder, whoever's done that.
I was just about to say, you've got to make your day fun somehow.
Exactly.
You're out there hardjacker every day. You've got to get your thrills where you can.
Couple of skeletons from the $2 shop. Happy days. New FM.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
So yesterday, Stephen, I was out doing a pickup for the shop in Waratah.
Right, just, okay. Like,
but in the back streets behind the Town Hall Hotel there.
Sure.
And even there, which is like nearly 3 kilometres away from McDonald Jones Stadium, people parking and walking.
Really?
This is I looked on Google Map, 2.7 kilometre walk.
You've got to be able to get closer than that.
Would have thought so, but these Knights fans didn't think so. They jump out the car, like, you know, they got their beanies on, they got the scarf on, away they go.
You sure they weren't going to a pub to watch it or something?
I don't think so.
That is unbelievable. You've got to be able to get closer than that. I mean, I know it was sold out. I know it was packed at McDonald Jones Stadium. You've got to be able to get within a 2K radius.
Well, I thought so, but like, even near the shop, right, which is Clyde Street, that's probably around that 2K mark, maybe a bit under. It was busy parked there from people walking to the stadium.
If you live near that area, bit of a business for you. Offer up your driveway for like
smart.
$10 for the game or something like that. Have us, you
there's
know,
a
some
medical,
out the front.
There's a medical centre around the corner.
Yeah.
They're always flogging off the car park every game.
I reckon, you know, if you're there and people are going to be parking in front of your house anyway,
might as well make coin off
a bit of coin for
exactly.
It.
Yeah. There's a smart little business. Exactly. You're waking up with the Novos, and up next, you and I hosted the Are You OK Ball,
Mind Matters Ball.
That was on Saturday night. Big successful event. And of course, we'll chat more about it up next.
And Crevo online, gone viral, I suppose, are the recirculated ads from 2017. The Curtis Stone Feed Your Family for $10 ad campaign, which was in conjunction with Coles.
Sure.
They've resurfaced, obviously highlighting the cost of living and how rough it is for everyone at the moment. So what I've done is a bit of homework.
Okay.
I've dug out some of these old recipes and I've seen how much it cost you 6 years later.
I'm guessing it's more than $10. Just a little bit.
Yeah, spoiler, a little bit more than $10.
Okay, now though we chat about the Mind Matters Ball, because you and I were lucky enough to be the hosts of it on Saturday night, and what a great event it was, hey.
Yeah, it was at Next, which was beautiful, like set up all the tables there. Genuinely did feel very, very flash, didn't it?
Yeah, so Lockie McTackett, who is, the founder and
runner of this event. Yeah,
He, of course, did an exceptional job in organizing of it all. It was just absolutely, everything ran flawlessly. Hugely successful night. Great to be a part of, right, as the host. Over $50,000 raised, which is a huge, huge success.
And by the sound of it, a fair bit more than $50,000. They're a bit cagey until they've counted all the money.
And they're still working on that, I believe. But it was just fantastic. Of course, we'll be talking to Lockie a little bit later this week with Are You OK Day and all of the support he has for that organisation, finding more about that. But the ball itself, what an absolute gem of a night, hey.
Well, I had so much fun, and I was like, you were cool as a cucumber, which helped me out a fair bit, because you've done this before.
Sure.
But for me, I've never really emceed an event that big before. I've done little store openings and, you know.
Bits and pieces, yeah.
Yeah, film premieres and stuff like that. Nothing to that extent and to that, I guess, like sheer quantity of people.
Well, you did a great job.
I
so
was
you had nothing,
very, very nervous.
You had nothing to worry about.
And then I did the first one, our first little emceeing bit, you know, introducing the first speaker and stuff like that. And once I'd done that, I thought, you know what? Everyone's here for a great night. Everyone's in a good mood. Just all the nerves kind of left my body. Which
That's
is very
right.
Good.
And everyone was in a very giving mood as well. There was some great results with the auction too, which went fantastically.
You have a career in an auctioneer, I think, Chris. You were very, very good. You were in your element.
I actually really enjoyed, you know, getting people to up their bids and, you know, trying to make as much money as we can for this course.
Oh, you don't want to see cheap next to your friends, you know, all that gear was coming, of course. And people don't mind because it is going to such a great cause. People are happy to be the butt of the joke and no one's in a foul mood.
That's right. And there's, you know, everyone was, like you said, in a great mood. And it's fun to see, you know, some of the different dynamics at these kinds of formal events as well, you know. Yep. A lot of people very comfortable at them. But also there's, you know, the guys who don't normally, like us, who don't normally get dressed up that fancily, enjoy themselves. They're all getting mirror selfies and all that kind of thing.
Oh, that's it. I mean, I've never seen before a line for the bloke's toilet.
Yeah,
other than at the footy, maybe.
Yeah,
but everyone's in there because they're crowding it, taking photos.
All that sort of
stuff.
The
other dynamic as well was after a few beverages, a lot of people wanted to dance.
Yeah.
But the dance floor was, as it always is, flooded by the ladies first. Ladies,
sure.
Because they normally dance better than blokes. They're more comfortable dancing.
Exactly.
Flooded, and they were trying to drag the unwilling partners. You know, come on, come on, dance.
They're like, no, not this time. Got to check the footy scores first. Yeah. All that sort of stuff. But what a great night. And, like I said, very, very happy to be a part of such a successful evening.
And, I mean, of course, the message of the whole night is to be aware of mental health and the issues and strains it causes on people. And Are You OK Day is coming up on Thursday. Don't have to wait for Are You OK Day to reach out and, you know, ask the question. Every day should be Are You OK Day. So while we are talking about, you know, what a great cause this is, reach out to someone.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
Know, make sure they're doing all right.
New FM.
And Creevo, you won't have to look far to remember when Curtis Stone teamed up with Coles for their Feed Your Family for Under $10 campaign.
I remember it well. Curtis Stone dancing around the shops. Look at this mango. It's only a dollar.
Oh, that's
put that
it.
In the basket.
He'd grab some mum by the hand and be like, come with me. What, you trying to buy a mango? Don't think so. Come here. $10 note. You can get the whole family
need.
Fed. Yeah. So these ads ran all over the TV and they were on all the time, I swear. They came out thick and fast with these advertisements. Lots of recipes. The campaign 2017, right?
Yeah.
So 6 years ago. Not that long ago, but in the last 6 years, the cost of living has gone up and up. Well, people have been complaining about it anyway. We have some justification, though, for our complaints. Because, like we said, this campaign 6 years ago.
Now, even at, say, like a nominal inflation rate of 5%, which is above the target of 3%, what are we at? $10, you know, it should be sort of $12 maybe, tops.
Yeah. Not much, you wouldn't think.
In 6 years.
Anyway, what I've done is I've grabbed some of these recipes and broken them down to see how much they cost in 2023.
Okay.
First thing I'll say is these recipes, the hardest bit about this was locating them. They've been ripped off everything.
Yeah, right. So they've taken them off the internet.
Cole's taking them down, Curtis Stone taking them down. You cannot find these recipes anywhere. It is so, so hard. That was the longest bit of my weekend, was trying to find a couple recipes to do.
So you go on the dark web, no doubt.
Well, that's it. You got to try and...
So you find all the good stuff I've heard.
Wherever you get your thrills from. The first recipe I've got, I didn't actually find. It's been broken down on TikTok, so the work's been done for me.
Nice.
A fettuccine bolognese.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this obviously contains fettuccine, mince, and a series of vegetables, onion, garlic, carrots, mushrooms, all that good stuff. Unfortunately, I don't have the recipe in front of me. But the TikToker has broken it down. This once $10 meal 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Now, $20.80.
That's outrageous. In 6 years, it's more than double. That's out of control.
Absolutely unbelievable, isn't it? So
yeah, that's one meal for a family. It's $20.
So obviously I didn't find that recipe, so we're taking this person's word for it.
Okay.
I did find a couple recipes, though, and tested them out at Coles Charlestown. So I went to Charlestown Square,
yep.
Checked it out. The first one I did was a pumpkin and tuna pasta bake. didn't look good on the picture.
You wouldn't cook it, but for $10 you might accept it.
Real budget meal, 4 ingredients.
Okay, what are the ingredients?
Pumpkin and tuna pasta bake. Pumpkin, tuna, pasta and cheese. That's it. So
I would have thought that's pretty cheap.
Now, what I've done here is I've grabbed the items based on the closest to the advertised quantity.
Yeah, so you're doing the best you can.
Best
here.
I can here to get as close to. So, sure. For example, the recipe requires 500 grams of Kent pumpkin, but you can only buy that in a little kilo.
Okay.
So the closest you can get to kilo. So I've bought a kilo of this pumpkin for $3.15. 425 grams of tuna required. That's $3.50. 375 grams of rigatoni pasta. Again, the closest you can get is 500 grams.
Sure.
$3.30. And then 1 cup of Australian cheddar cheese. Closest you can get, $5.50 for 250 grams.
Yeah.
Comes to $15.45. Up 50% in 6 years.
Too much. They are absolutely having a laugh, aren't they?
This is the one that really shocked me, though.
Yeah, okay.
Managed to find the recipe for Curtis Stone's Granny's Cottage Pie, which used to be $10, apparently.
And that's you would think, cottage pie, cheap meal.
Yeah, well, not anymore. So a kilo of Brussels potatoes set you back $3.80. Now, in the recipe also includes half a cup of milk, 400 grams of butter, and 1 tablespoon of flour. I've gone and assumed most people have that.
Yeah.
I haven't even included that in the
price.
No, so okay. Remember that. 3 ingredients not included in the price. 500 grams of 3-star beef mince is required for this recipe. Now, remember, this recipe used to be $10. The mince itself costs you $11 now.
Oh.
1 brown onion, 50 cents. 2 carrots, 80 cents. 2 sticks of celery. You can get a bunch of celery for $3. That's the cheapest you can get. 2 cloves of garlic work out to about $2.70. Tomato paste, the cheapest you can get, is for 95 cents. And the cheapest beef stock you can get is for $1.90. That's the whole recipe, right,
Kobo? Yeah.
Comes to a total $24.70. $24.70. That's up like 150%.
They used to be all down. Prices are down. Now they're just through the roof. Prices are through the roof.
So in the last 6 years, the grocery shop's gone up 150%. Krivo, has your wage gone up 150%?
I'd be lucky to go up 1.5%.
Mine hasn't gone up 150% either. Outrageous. The fact that this recipe used to cost $10 and now the mince itself costs $11. If that doesn't show you the crisis we're in at the moment, pull your head in, Coles. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly. Seen their profits? I have. Real high. Unrealistic. Anyway, that's the situation we're in. New FM.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
And just after 8 o'clock, your next chance to get in the draw for our $10,000 spa. All thanks to Just Spas Newcastle with Star Spa. All you got to do is identify who's jumped in the spa with us, bubbling away.
Like you said, that's happening after 8. And if you do win yourself a $10,000 spa, then perhaps you'd earn yourself an extra $10,000 to spend. That's how girl math works. If you haven't heard of girl math, we're going to be chatting about it next. And, of course, going to get your best equations on the air.
I can't believe this. You're a big fan, though, yeah?
Massive fan.
All right, we'll chat more about all things girl math up next here at New FM.
Akrivo, are you familiar with girl math?
Begrudgingly.
You are familiar with it?
Yes, I am.
I mean, this is blowing up on TikTok. And basically what it is how people are, I guess, justifying really expensive purchases in the midst of a cost of living crisis.
Sure.
So people are using, I mean, a couple of examples that are floating around is, for example, $400 bag, right? Wow, expensive. Who's got $400 spare lying around at the moment? No one, really.
Mm.
But if you break it down and use a bit of girl math, if you use that bag every day for a year, it just costs you $1.10 a day. That's easy.
That's actually cheap.
And I mean, a bag will last you more than 1 year. So if you have it for 2 years, that's 55 cents a day.
What?
I mean, you can afford 55 cents a day, can't you, Creeper?
Oh, absolutely right. What an absolute bargain.
So people are using girl math. I mean, it's blowing up on TikTok, but they're using it right around the globe to justify these expensive purchases. Now, I know someone who is a massive fan of girl math is our journalist Jess from the newsroom. So we'll bring you in because you're a big fan of girl math, correct?
Huge fan of girl math.
So what are you using it for?
And what have you used it recently? Can you think of an example?
Well, I realised after talking about girl math with Stephen on Friday, when I was shopping after work on Friday, I needed some new shoes, right?
Yep.
For the weekend. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to spend a lot of money, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, go into my favourite shoe place. There's a sale. The shoes are half price. I'm like, oh.
How good's that?
Excellent. $40 for a pair of shoes. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, I mean, I could get two pairs because I didn't know there was a sale on. So technically, I'm saving. And also, I was going to spend $80 anyway. So I may as well just get the two $40 pairs of shoes. And really, I've won because now I've got two pairs of shoes and not one.
There you go. I mean, it makes sense to me, doesn't it? Logical.
Absolutely flawless logic.
And going into the shops, you didn't even need one pair. Didn't even want to buy one pair. Walked out with two. But there you go. That's girl math for you.
See?
Exactly. Another example as well is similar on Jess's train of thought there.
Yeah.
Is, you know, like if something's on sale for $150, you now saved yourself $150 and you've got an extra $150 to spend.
Exactly.
I mean, it goes in the bank. One great example I saw online was, say you got to pay $350 for a haircut, right?
Sure.
Oh, so expensive. You want to get dyed, all that good stuff. Now, the average human has 90 to 150,000 strands of hair on their head, right? So even if we do 100,000 strands for this maths, a $350 haircut divided by 100,000 strands, it's less than 0.3 cents per strand.
Bargain.
Absolute simple.
Bargain.
It's actually really cheap.
That's it. Super cheap. Less than 0.3 cents per strand. You won't get it cheaper than that.
If you use cash to pay for that haircut, it will feel like it's free because when you use cash, it's basically free. You don't see it leave your account. It's
there you go.
It.
Just a bit of plastic, isn't it?
Yeah. Exactly.
Who needs that plastic anyways? It's floating about.
That's right.
Filling up your wallet, which is now empty and lighter.
Girl math.
Girl math indeed. So obviously we've had a lot of fun in studio talking about this, but we want to open it up to the people of Newcastle. 4967 4105. Your best examples of girl math. Maybe it's you, someone you dob in a partner or something
Sure. And just for doing that, the best callers on air today, winning themselves a double pass to Gold Class. Here's a bit of girl math for you. That's worth $77. You got $77 to spend on something else.
Go out to dinner beforehand. It's basically free.
Now, girl math doesn't have to be exclusively for financial things either.
No.
I was playing Five-A-Side a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
One of the girls on my team from Abysmal Abilities, she was like, I wanted a pack of chips, right? But I want to be healthy. So with her packet of chips, she bought a banana. Therefore, that that counteracts the chips. She stayed healthy.
Balance.
You don't have to eat the banana. You just bought it, so you own it.
So let's have a bit of fun here. 4967 4105. Your best examples of girl math. How you've justified that purchase, whether it's you, someone you know, dobbing a partner, all that good stuff. All right, let's go to Maitland first. Morning, Kate. What's your girl math?
Well, I'm a week away at Christmas, or between Christmas and New Year, for $2,500.
Oh, that's
quite expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to get their account details, pay them a couple of $100 every fortnight, and then by the time Christmas comes, it'll be all paid for and it'll feel like it's free.
Yeah, there you go.
It pretty much is free.
Yeah, you haven't paid anything for it. That does sound like a free holiday. Well done, Kate. Great maths there.
Excellent girl math. Well done. Next to Corlette, Ashley, what's your girl math?
I get things sent to my mum's house, and then she gifts it to me, so it's free because it was a gift.
So you pay for it, but with the address to your mum, and then when she hands it to you, you feel like it's a present.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I think you've hacked the system right there. You've worked it out with girl math. Well done.
That is unbelievable. In the midst of a cost of living crisis, people are coming up with such creative ways to just get away with spending this money.
I didn't pay for it. It was given to me.
Yeah, my mum literally handed it to me. Well done, Ashley. You've cracked the system.
You cracked the code. NewFM.
Thanks to Just Spas Newcastle, Australia's leader in spas, swim spas, infrared saunas and the urban pool. Welcome to the new FM, Star Spa.
Yeah, Crevo, you and I both noticed this morning, one of the coldest mornings we've had in a long time.
Oh, but I'm feeling warm now.
Well, imagine if you could jump into a spa. Nice heated spa.
Like we have.
That would be so gorgeous. Yeah, you and I not feeling the cold at all at the moment. Thanks to Just Spas Newcastle, Australia's leader in spas, swim spas, infrared saunas and the urban pool. They've put up for grabs a $10,000 spa and we're trying to chuck as many Nova Cashions as we can in the draw to win this six-seat luxury spa.
Now, swimwear-wise this morning, I've gone with the Lightning Bolt design mankini. It's one of my favourites. Look at that. Absolutely lovely, isn't it?
That is a bit spick. I've gone for Newcastle Knights budgie smugglers after their weekend triumph.
Absolute. I don't know how you got your hands on a pair of those. They've been flying off the shelves, no doubt.
That they most certainly have. But we have got another celebrity, I suppose, joining you and I in the spa. So we're going to have to scooch over just a little bit.
Yeah, there's plenty of room though. It's six-seater.
And allow this next star to join us in the star spa.
All right, here we go.
He's a very cute guy, but it was the timing was right. It was like I think he looked differently to me because I was available. Like just the timing has to be right.
Bubbles up so high there. Can hardly see my mankini.
Yeah, 4967-4105, the number to call. Once again, 4967-4105. Have a guess. See if you can pick who is the star in UFM Star Spa. And if you do it correctly, you're in the draw for a $10,000 spa. Thanks to our friends at Just Spas Newcastle. The next Nova Castrian trying to get in the draw for this spa is Kirsten from Tallara. How are you today?
Hello there. I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
Excellent.
You sound excited. How's the prospect of a $10,000 spa?
Oh, it sounds pretty bloody good to me.
That it does. Well, let's try and get you in the draw. Of course, what we're going to do is play the audio from our celebrity one more time, and then what we'll do, Kirsten, is press you for an answer. All good?
Yep, no worries.
All right, here let's fire we go. Away.
He's a very cute guy, but the timing was right. I think he looked differently to me because I was available. Like, the timing has to be right.
Okay.
All right,
here we
Kirsten,
go.
Who do you think is the star in UFM's Star Spa?
Oh, it sounds a bit like Scarlett Johansson to me.
Does it sound a bit like Scarlett Johansson, Crevo?
It certainly does. Congratulations, you're in the draw.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Simple as that.
And, of course, a new star will be jumping in the spa throughout the day, of course, mixed in and around Newcastle's best music. Your next chance comes with Scott for your work day, so make sure you have New FM locked, loaded and loud, and you can get in the draw for this $10,000 spa.
New FM.
The Novos. What's the goss?
UFM. All right, Scott, Chippy, Frappel. We heard of some rumours of a comeback story, I suppose.
Yes, it is indeed a comeback story. Johnny Depp is back in the news for a good reason this time.
Oh, that's a change.
Last year it was all about the Amber Heard fiasco. Yeah, we won't go into that. But a lot of sponsors of Depp went, nah, pull the pin, you're out, nah, done, don't want to be associated. The one that stood by him was Dior, and he's aftershave, the fragrance, Sauvage.
So they stood by him the whole time?
The whole time. They never dropped him. They stood by him the entire time.
Probably a good investment.
Absolutely. Well, now he's come out the other side and he's been found all clean, for want of a better word.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
He signed a $20 million deal back in May of this year. It's meant to be the highest fragrance deal ever for a man. And the official ad has just come out over the weekend. It's 25 seconds long and it's him reciting poetry to the camera. The clip is titled The Call of the Blazing Sun of Sauvage et de Toilette. I believe I'm pronouncing that right.
Sure, your guess is as good as mine.
Yes, look, my French wasn't my specialty, but he's back on the scene and it's meant to be the real redemption comeback arc of Johnny Depp.
You know what? I think they've been smart here because that'll be the only thing he's spruiking every interview.
Absolutely.
Do you reckon, though, he's been a bit cheeky there, Johnny Depp. They've stood with him through this whole thing.
Mm.
And then his deals run out in May. Mm. After they've stood by him the whole time, he's gone, yeah, you can re-sign me for $20 million.
Yeah.
No, you know, oh, yeah, you've been good to me, old, you know.
Give you a discount.
Yeah, I'll give you a discount. None of that at all, is there?
Well, maybe that is the discount.
That's true.
Oh, you never know. Look, his name, people would be grovelling, kissing his feet to be like, we're sorry. Let's get back on the Johnny Depp bandwagon again.
And sell cornflakes or whatever they want to sell.
That's it. A new movie that he's just starred in has just been released as well. I don't know too much about it, but I did see that he was starring in movies again. He's been in his band. He's been performing. People are wanting Johnny Depp back.
He's got a band?
Yeah, he's a band. Yeah.
I had no idea. There you go. Mate, you're both entertaining and education.
That's it. That's it.
I appreciate that.
That's what we're all about here at the Novos.
Entertainment and what?
Education.
Informative as well and educational. Moving along to Miley Cyrus. She's come out on TikTok, and it's been like a 42-segment series on TikTok, and in video number 37, she talks about her relationship with Liam Hemsworth.
Juicy?
She said that she remembers the exact moment she went, you know what? This isn't going to work. That this isn't the way that my life, the trajectory should be. And it was right before she performed at Glastonbury, the massive music festival over in the UK. Can you imagine going to perform in front of thousands upon thousands of people, then realizing, you know what? I reckon I should pull the pin on my marriage. That's just rough.
People in the entertainment industry do have it hard. Because you never know what's happening behind closed doors. And they still have to go out day in and day out and, you know, appear to be not only in a happy place, but perform. It's that standard.
Yeah, it is tough.
Yes.
It's very tough.
You've got to keep smiling the whole time. It's all to do with the release of her brand new single, which we're playing here on UFM, Used to Be Young. It's very, very good. If you haven't heard it yet, you'll hear it today because it is coming up. But, yeah, very, very good song. And Miley's talking all about, like, a reflection of her life from the past and where she is now and how she's grown and changed. And it's actually quite good.
There we go. Bit of a Miley Cyrus update. Thanks for that, Scott.
UFM is local as, and you're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
UFM.
Now, of course, Stephen, Saturday night, we were out at the Mind Matters Ball hosting the event. What a great night it was.
So flashy as well at next. So, you know, like all the up the top there.
Yeah.
It was all set up with all the tables and chairs, candle lit. Oh, it was so beautiful. And lucky you and I looked the part as well. Looked like we were flashier than we actually are because we were set up with Rundles.
That's
Rundles
right.
Looked after us. Rundles Tailoring, of course. And I had me little gold Hollywood jacket, which was so nice.
It was very blingy, I must say. You looked very stylish. You know, the team at Rundles Tailoring really do look after you when you want a special event and look really amazing. They did such a good job. And they like, when you go back for picking it up after fitting, they're like, try it on again. Just make sure everything's just right.
Well, they actually readjusted mine on Friday, the night before.
Because they got the team right there.
Yeah. They went, you know what? We can add a little quarter inch to your pants. Went, doesn't seem like a big deal. They went, nope, has to be done. You have
to
look spick and spec. I went, all right, if you got the time, no stress, do it.
5 minutes later, it's done.
5 minutes later, yeah, done. Just like that. And they offered you a complimentary drink, like softies in the fridge while I was waiting.
How good's that?
I was like, yeah, this is unreal.
Yeah.
So obviously you and I looked like we had a bit more money than we actually do. But what a great night.
Yeah.
And speaking of money, lots raised for important foundations. You know, Are You OK, Lifeline, such an important message. And of course, Are You OK Day is on Thursday. So with that in mind, make sure you reach out and check that someone is okay.
Check in with your friends, family, and anyone, workmates, whatever. It's always a good time to check in. New FM. And watching this video that's gone viral online of this lady who's out there, like, feeding this ostrich at, like, an ostrich farm.
Right, okay.
So they've got all the ostriches there with their funny necks, their long noodly necks, noodling around looking for food.
They actually scare me quite a bit, ostriches, so I wouldn't be doing that.
Beady, massive eyes, don't they? Looking at it, yeah, with their giant eyelashes blinking away, like, give us some of your crackers or whatever.
They all look like puppets, don't they? Ostriches all look like puppets, I reckon.
Now, I'm suspicious of ostriches right from the start.
You're in hypo.
Yeah. Anyway, she's got this packet of food from the ostrich farm. So it's like peanuts or something. Who knows? Some crackers or something. Feeding it away. Here you go, ostrich. And it's like big beak comes out, snatches it away. Feeding. The husband or boyfriend or whatever's feeding, like videoing her feeding it. Oh, you're next to an ostrich. What a novelty. Anyway, it reaches up and they've slowed down this video into slow-mo because it reaches up, grabs a cracker or whatever it is out of her hand, and at the same time, it snatches her engagement ring off the finger and eats it.
No.
Straight down the gullet, down its long neck. You can see it like a cartoon running down the neck.
Oh, my God.
You're not getting that back.
Well, you'd have to wait a couple of weeks for it to pass. You'd think they wouldn't digest a ring.
And also, all across the ostrich farm, who's going to be able to find that?
That's
true. It's a big field that it lives in. That thing is gone. Gone for good. Big rock on there as well. You know that thing was expensive. This is what I thought we could do.
You would be in disbelief, wouldn't you? You'd be like, how has this just happened? How do I explain this to the insurance company?
Yeah. Well, luckily, they got a video to explain
That's
it.
That's true, yeah.
Because in slow motion, you can see the moment where it drops into its, like, big sort of cartoon-like beak and just goes down the neck, disappears.
Unbelievable.
4967-4105. What did the bird nick? What did it steal off you? Look, it could be a ring. Or some birds are attracted to shiny stuff. You know, they see something shiny and they'll grab that and take off with it.
The other thing as well is obviously not an ostrich, but smaller birds. Mm. They do a cheeky drive-by because it's so quick. Fly in, swoop in, nick something and swoop take off away. Again. I remember doing a barbecue once.
Mm.
Kookaburra came in, nicked a sausage right off the barbecue and then did a, like humans do, a... Too hot. So I didn't spit it out or nothing.
Just blew on it.
Just doing that, trying to like cool it down a little bit in its beak. Unbelievable.
Yeah, the other one I noticed years ago, where this is on the farm when I was growing up, suddenly all the clothes pegs, where are the clothes pegs gone? And I got the blame because I'm a kid, right? And I'm the only kid on the farm, being an only child. Where have you hidden the clothes pegs? Whatever. Anyway, a few weeks later, we find the bower birds. They got the bower, and because there was a lot of blue ones, they'd nicked the whole lot. There was like 35 clothes pegs in the bower. It was right nearby.
Oh, my God.
So the birds are cheeky. They're really, you know, they're
called... And resourceful.
Well, yeah, that too. I mean, it's called nickname of a thief is a cat burglar. It should be a bird burglar. That's what I reckon.
There you go. 4967-4105. Tell us, what did the bird nick? And, of course, for trading your stories and trading your pain, you win yourself a double pass to Gold Class at Event Cinemas Qatar. You get to pick your film and get to go see it in the luxury of Gold Class. How good's that?
To Taralba first. Robbie, what did the bird steal?
Good morning, guys. What didn't the bird steal? We just went away camping for the weekend.
Yep. Yeah.
And you know the fat tray out of your barbecue?
Uh-huh.
So the brush turkey stole that. They stole our only cake of soap. tomatoes. They upended the bin. They kept on trying to get in the caravan.
What kind of birds were these? Or the turkeys?
Like brush turkey. Yeah.
Wow.
What do they need soap for, man? What are they doing with the soap?
Clean up.
Well, you know, the only good thing about them was if you left something, like, stuck in the frying pan, they would actually peck it clean.
Oh, well, they're just helping out. That's what they need the soap for, to finish the cleaning job.
Yeah, unfortunately, Robbie, you can't have your cake and eat it. So,
well, you can't. You can't eat soap, famously.
If they're going to clean up after you, you can't complain if they nick a few things here and there. That's payment. That's yeah, how it works. You trade a service for goods.
Fair work for a fair dollar.
Exactly. All right, let's go next to...
Wall's End. Hey, Maya, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
What did the bird steal?
So my partner's nan's bird Barney used to steal the cat food.
Oh no. So this is an ongoing thing, was it? The bird versus the cat.
The bird versus the cat. I think so.
Well, normally, famously, cats prey on birds.
It used to attack the cat.
Oh, it used to attack the cat?
Yeah.
So it's a bird eat cat world out there, isn't it? You got to be so careful.
That's right.
Well, Maya absolutely loves this.
What an upside-down world we live in.
I know.
Obviously, cats famously prey on birds. The script's been flipped.
I know. And normally, when you're camping, you have the fry pan out and you're cooking chicken. This time, though, the bird's stealing the food out of the fry pan. I don't know what world we're living in, but I'm uncomfortable with the whole situation.
What good is being top of the food chain if we're allowing stuff like this to slide?
I don't know. I reckon. We need to just change it up. Start cooking all the animals.
Anyway, we digress. Of course, we are done for today's show, but not without, of course, awarding our double pass to see any flick you like, Event Cinemas Qatar in Gold Class, if you don't mind, or the luxury for your film viewing experience. And I reckon we give it to Kate in Maitland, who gave us her best girl math before.
That's right. Got herself a free holiday. Well, she's just paying it off month by month, and it feels free at the end. We love that. That's all yours. Well done. That's us done for today, and we'll see you tomorrow.
We'll catch you then.
Bye.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to The Novos. Would you like some more? Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au to get more now.